Wildcats of Northwestern, Evanston, Illinois.
You're listening to The Beat on the home of Chicago's Big Ten team, 720 WGN.
Last year, the Pinstripe Bowl champions. This year, I will be saying the word Rose Bowl all season long. Not to put any pressure on the man who's on the line right now, but he can handle the pressure. He's been there as a player, going to take him there as a coach. Pat Fitzgerald, good afternoon. Welcome to 720 WGN. We appreciate the time as always, sir.
Great to be with you guys. Good afternoon. It's football season, baby.
Coach Mark has his purple polo on, the Under Armour logo on the left, the Northwestern N on the right. He's ready to go. I know you're ready. What are you like leading up to a season? Are you antsy? Are you nervous? Maybe a little bit of both?
You know, you just get out of training camp, and you're ready to get in the game week, you know, just like the players. I think you're excited. You know, the anticipation of all the off-season work, and now a chance to go into game week and get ready to go play and see where we're at. So the guys have had a great 3 weeks, and now we'll really turn our focus to Nevada here tomorrow morning.
Coach Fitz, Jared Payton here, and I know most people always want to talk about the quarterback, but you know I'm going to start with the running back, Justin Jackson, one of my favorite backs to be able to watch in the country and the Big Ten. What are you looking forward to seeing him do and take another step in his unbelievable career at Northwestern?
Well, Jared, he's a dynamic back now. He can do it all. He came to us from just an outstanding high school career at Glenbard North where he played for Ryan Wilkins and you know, was Gatorade Player of the Year in the state. Yeah, he hit the ground running, so to speak, right when he got into our program. It's amazing to think that he's a senior now. But, you know, really proud of him being elected captain and just to see the leader that he's become. And it's been really impressive. And he's grown up so much and really looking forward to watching him have a fun season.
Let's talk about the captains, Fitz. One of your four is Clayton Thorson, who is a redshirt junior. So he's been around for 4 years, but he's a junior. It's rare that a guy in your program is a captain on the team, one of the four, when he's not a senior. What did Clayton do to earn that recognition?
Well, he's, you know, obviously quarterback. That gives you an opportunity to be out in front of everybody every day. And he's just grown also exponentially as a leader. You know, I think going to the Manning camp this summer, working with Peyton really helped Clayton from a standpoint of taking that next step leadership-wise. And then, you know, three of our four captains are Chicagoland guys. Tyler Lancaster then from, you know, down in Plainfield. So it's great to have those guys along with Godwin, Igwe, Buke. And, you know, I think those four are really special players. They made a ton of big plays for us, and I look forward to watching them lead our squad this year.
Well, what was that like having Peyton on campus? I mean, I'm thinking about Tennessee and Peyton and the Cats, and there he is, you know, supporting you guys and helping out your quarterback, helping out the team, giving some motivational talks.
Yeah, it was great. You know, I've known him now, obviously, since, I don't know, he probably set a bunch of school records against us in Citrus Bowl in 97. You know, they had him and we had me, so you guys all know the outcome of that game. But he's just a terrific man, incredibly humble. The wisdom and just the education of our squad and our quarterbacks in particular on what he did from a preparation standpoint, just how meticulous he was in getting ready to play was just an awesome message, and I think our guys really took it to heart.
Coach Pat Fitzgerald with us on the beat here, 720 WGN. I don't know if you saw this, Coach. On ESPN, they put out a fan happiness index rating. They built this ranking: program power, rivalry dominance, coaching stability, recruiting trend, revenue growth, and Twitter buzz. And the Big Ten Cats are ninth in the country. What do you think of that?
Well, it sounds like I got some work to do.
You would say that, but the second best in the Big Ten, your fans continue to just fill that place up, and the movement's growing. I mean, there's purple all over the city, and that has to make you happy.
It really does, and, you know, just very thankful to the leadership of our great university, and, you know, there's no doubt we're on a trajectory that really our athletic department and football in particular really has potentially never been on, and now it's our job to go back it up with action, and really thankful for our fan support, and we had a great event on Friday night. We called Meet the Team Night at Ryan Field. It was packed. All types of Wildcat fans there hanging out with our players. It was awesome. And just looking forward to next Saturday at 2:30 at Ryan Field. You know, it's in the air. You know, to watch a couple games yesterday kind of made me jealous, you know, but the Zach Brown concert got me over pretty quick. But,
favorite Zach Brown song, go. Favorite Zach Brown song.
Oh, don't put... Yeah, it's got to probably be Toes, right? I mean, you know, it's a pretty darn good song, but that was a great show last night, a lot of fun, and you know, no doubt Wrigley was rocking too, so it was fun. And but now it's football season, and the guys are, like I said, they've had a great training camp, and I think we're ready to play. We got, you know, big prep day tomorrow, finalize kind of the initial game plan and go over that with the guys and a run through, and then, you know, our heavy work days are Tuesday, Wednesday, put the finishing touches on Thursday, and away we go.
Coach, listen, I know you go take one game at a time. I get it. But from the outside looking in, playing college, I'd always look at the schedule. And Wisconsin, Nebraska, you travel there. The Minnesota-Iowa game at home, but you don't have to see Ohio State and Michigan. And I think just talking to a lot of people that this is a perfect season for this team to make a run. You feel that inside with this team that you have, don't you?
Well, I think there's definitely a confidence within the squad from the work ethic that they've put in. And, you know, we played an outstanding Pitt team in the Pinstripe Bowl. And the guys really, I think, took to heart getting our edge back, getting back to being a team that competes for a championship. And you know, we couldn't get a Big Ten championship, but we could be a bowl champion. And the guys really embraced that. And that was a great springboard then into the offseason. You know, I think our strength numbers, Jay Hooten, our strength staff do a terrific job. Our strength numbers, our conditioning, our execution so far, I mean, it's kind of unique with college football. We're the only kind of major sport that doesn't have a preseason. So, you know, you judge your execution and practice to hopefully be an indicator of the way you're going to play. And we've got great carryover and retention and really good execution. So I expect to see that next Saturday at 2:30.
So let's talk about your life here, Fitz. You guys got a $400 million in athletic building projects going on. You're going to have this sweet office with the best view in the Big Ten. You had to ask for, like, something a little bit special to be in there. I mean, can you sort of give us, like, what was that one thing that you asked for that maybe you wouldn't necessarily tell everyone, but maybe you could just tell us?
Yeah, so I'll just tell everybody. Yeah. You know, it was really player-focused. The whole football aspect is all centered around our players. And, you know, from the flow of them walking in the building to world-class rehab, you name it. I mean, we talked at length and with numerous schools to see what they did and how they did it. But I wanted to have the players' lounge really be significant and special. And I think we were able to do that. And they're going to have a patio that looks out over the beach for the spring and summer and early fall months, that is going to be as cool of a man cave probably as there is in Chicagoland. So that was the only thing I really wanted, was a great location and a great area for our players to have a place to relax and call their own and almost have like an apartment. So that's going to be a really neat touch for them.
Oh, look at this. Hey, I still have 4 years of eligibility.
Coach Fitz, I'm telling you, man, listen, Miami said I still got another year eligibility, man. I could be a backup running back if you need me.
Well, you know, we weren't good enough back in the day to get you, man. So, you know, maybe now you could give us a look. But, no, it's good stuff. And, you know, it's an exciting time. You know, preseason's wrapping up here in the NFL. College football's kicking off. All of our IHSA schools got after it on Friday. And they're heading into week two this week. So, fun time. You know, playoffs are in the air in baseball. And, you know, obviously football is now getting ready to take off. So, fun times. And looking forward to representing our fans and our great university, you know, Chicago's Big Ten team, and making you all proud.
What's the coolest thing in your office? If I walk in your office, the one thing I have to see, what is it?
Well, I've got a lot of cool stuff. You know, it's kind of neat as a head coach. You get a lot of things sent to you, and you get a chance to meet a lot of great people. Most proud of are the pictures of my family and our seniors. But probably one of the neat things, I've got a shillelagh when I was asked to be one of the honorary chairs of the St. Patrick's Day Parade downtown. That was pretty cool. But then we do a lot of work with the military, and we've got a really neat shadow box given to me from one of the Navy SEALs that we worked with, Chicago and Rob Stella. And Chief gave me the flag that he had with him on different battles. And he presented that to us before our game at the Gator Bowl. And it was something that still gives me chills when I think about it. So a lot of neat stuff. Just it's a great honor to have my role and try to have a lot of fun with it.
Hey, Fitz, before you go, what's your thoughts real quick about, say, Michigan going over and practicing in Italy and all the traveling that's going on to try to raise the profile? Do you view that in a positive way or something that just feels a little off?
Well, you know, everybody's got to run their program the way they see fit, and obviously I respect the choices that, my 64 other colleagues make at the Power 5 level. For us, academically, something like that maybe – I'm not sure would fit. I would definitely never take a vacation period away from our players, to have more practices or workouts. You know, I think that time that they can recharge and re-energize, and if not anything else, at a minimum, get home for a couple days and see family at a minimum, something I think is really, really important. So, we take them to a beautiful spot called Kenosha, Wisconsin for training camp, and, we get off just north of the Mars Cheese Castle, so... I think that's enough traveling for our guys.
It's a phenomenal spot for your cheese, man. If people don't know that, you got to hit it up. All right. Hey, lastly, yeah. I got one more little request here. After you have your phenomenal season, I hope it ends exactly the way you want. Will you be making the trek to Rosemont this year to ride some officials and support Chris Collins and the Wildcats as they hopefully make their way to the Final Four?
Yeah, oh, absolutely. I'm a fan before I'm anything else. You guys know that. I mean, you cut people open and they bleed their alma mater's colors. And, I'm a huge, huge Northwestern sports fan. And this was a lot of fun getting to be on the bandwagon last year. And it was really great to carry the momentum over into the winter. Chris and his staff and his young men have done a great job. And, you look at the job that Emily Fletcher did with our golf team getting into a national championship last year. And Spencer Allen, our baseball coach, getting our baseball program going into the finals of the Big Ten tournament. And just so many great things. Michael Moynihan, our women's soccer coach, winning a Big Ten championship. There's a lot of great momentum and honored to be those coaches' colleagues. And if I can support them in any way, I definitely try to do that.
The video last year in the tournament where you peek your head into the locker room and Brian McIntosh with the Cats are all turning around. There's Fitz and you start screaming at him. That is just an awesome moment for Northwestern fans. It was so cool. Hey, good luck, Fitz. Thank you, always. Go get Nevada.
Yeah, we're going to need it, guys. Thanks. We're going to need it. Come out and see us 2:30 next Saturday at Ryan Field. We appreciate all of our great fans. Thanks a lot, guys. Go Cats.
We'll be there. Coach Fitz.